92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
A new study reports that today's workforce would rather commute for several hours to their office job, whether by car, train, or even by plane, than give up their life in the suburbs. And frankly, with the way things are going down in New York City, I'm not surprised. With the high prices for everything and all the gang-related crimes and laws that don't put misdemeanor offenders in jail, who would want to live there? Of course, nobody imagined 4 years ago that an infectious virus would force 90% of Americans to work remotely from home and that they would like it. But a growing number of companies are now requiring that employees be present in the office. And a lot of these people are saying, okay, but I've got some conditions. First of all, I'm going to commute because we're not going to move back to the city. And they're only willing to go in for a few days a week, maybe 1 to 3 days. And I find it all very ironic because all of these people whined and complained about their commute before COVID, and now their commute is even longer, but it's fine. The study found the average commute among 2,000 people surveyed was 90 minutes one way. Now, it's 2 hours on the train from Poughkeepsie to Grand Central, and a ton of people are still doing that every day. They call these people super commuters. 75% of them say they're actually very happy on this plan, even if it does cut into their suburban lifetime at home, because their cost of living is far less being away from the big city.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.